DHEDGE and the Illusion of Permissionless Asset Management. TLDR. DHEDGE allows decentralized asset management without a bank. Technically fascinating, the platform suffers from survivor bias and liquidity risks. For managers, operating without a license is often illegal in most jurisdictions. First introduction. The dream of running a hedge fund. Usually it starts with an Ivy League degree, leads through 80-hour weeks at Goldman Sachs, and ends after years of door-knocking at institutional investors. Or you save yourself all that, open your laptop, connect your wallet, and call yourself Alpha Predator from now on. Welcome to DHEDGE, the place where DeFi meets social trading and where the entry barrier for fund managers has been lowered from master's degree to internet connection. The narrative is tempting. Democratization of finance, meritocratic rise, yields for everyone. The protocol is technically impressive and one of the few that truly demonstrates what is possible on Ethereum and Layer 2 solutions. But as is so often the case in the crypto circus, technological feasibility is confused with legal admissibility and economic common sense. We take a sober look at the protocol, the hidden risks in the leaderboard, and why financial regulators worldwide likely hyperventilate when looking at this business model. Secondly, what exactly is DHEDGE? At its core, DHEDGE is a decentralized asset management protocol. It connects two parties without a middleman. The managers, they create a pool, basically an investment fund on the blockchain. They can run strategies, buy and sell assets, mostly via synthetics or Uniswap. The investors, they deposit capital, mostly stablecoins or ETH, into this pool and receive tokens in return representing their share of the pool. The whole thing is non-custodial. That is the big technical advantage. The manager can trade, that is, decide whether the pool is invested in Bitcoin today or an exotic altcoin tomorrow, but they cannot run off to the Bahamas with the deposits. The smart contract only allows trading, not withdrawal to their own account. In return, the manager receives a performance fee, for example, 10% of profits, which the smart contract automatically deducts. Sounds fair? Technically, yes. Economically and legally, it gets more complicated. Third, the regulatory trap, permissionless versus prohibited. Here, two worlds collide. In the DeFi world, permissionless means the code asks no one for permission. You don't need an ID, a license, or a suit to open a pool. In the real world, specifically in the US, UK, and EU, things look different. Asset management is not a hobby. Whoever manages third-party funds with a certain degree of discretion to generate profits is typically running a regulated business. USA, investment advisor under the SEC, registration required. EU, MiFID, two regulations require authorization for portfolio management. UK, FCA, authorization needed for managing investments. For this, you need written permission from the respective supervisory authority. The requirements for such a license, proof of capital, reliability checks, compliance structures, are de facto unattainable for private individuals. The consequence. A trader sitting in New York or London running a public pool for investors on DHEDGE is likely committing a criminal offense, unauthorized provision of financial services. The fact that the manager acts pseudonymously only protects them until tax authorities or specialized forensic experts link the wallet address to a real person. For investors, this means you are investing in an unregulated gray market. There is no investor protection, no deposit insurance, and no legal recourse against the manager for misconduct as long as they remain anonymous. Fourth, risk analysis, what the dashboard conceals. Let's leave the legalities aside. Even if the manager sits on a libertarian island in the South Pacific and everything was legal, is DHEDGE a good investment? As a user, you are bombarded with APYs, annual yields. But beware of the statistics. The UI problem, risk management for the blind. The DHEDGE user interface suggests transparency but delivers obscurity. A look at the fund list reveals the problem. For example, Gold Bull 2X shows a 1-month return of plus 5% and a total return of plus 45% with a risk score of 3 out of 5. The note questions whether this represents a solid strategy or a potential ticking time bomb. Predictable gains reports plus 1% over 1 month and plus 28% in total, with a relatively low risk score of 2 out of 5. Yet the label predictable is implicitly challenged, particularly in the context of crypto markets. Ethereum yield posts plus 3% over 1 month and plus 31% overall, carrying the same risk score of 3 out of 5 as Goldbull 2x, raising the question of whether their risk profiles are truly comparable. Ethereum bear 2x records minus 15% over the past month, but still plus 22% in total, and it is assigned the highest risk score of 5 out of 5, without a detailed explanation of what drives that assessment. DHT liquidity, yield stands out with plus 52% in 1 month and plus 184% in total, yet it is rated 4 out of 5 for risk, described as medium despite the extremely high cumulative return. Finally, Bitcoin bear 1x shows 0% over 1 month and minus 49% in total, but it is given a mid-range risk score of 3 out of 5, even after a nearly 50% loss. Overall, the central concern highlighted by the table is the risk score itself. While it suggests clarity and comparability, its methodology is not explained, which creates uncertainty about how these numerical risk assessments are determined. The risk score is the most dangerous element here. DHedge defines it casually. Risk factor is determined by a vault's downside volatility. Vaults that have a low risk factor translates to smaller downside volatility. This definition is grossly negligent for crypto products. It only measures how much the price has fluctuated downwards in the past. It completely ignores smart contract risks. A strategy pool using complex DeFi protocols has enormous technical failure risk. Liquidation cascades. With leverage products, 2x, 3x, the risk of total loss through liquidation is real, even if volatility was moderate so far. Depegging. A stablecoin pool looks extremely stable, risk 1 out of 5, until the stablecoin loses its peg, CUST/Luna. Then the money is gone, despite low risk. The UI gives the user no tools to evaluate these qualitative risks. Instead, one relies on a simple number that only looks in the rearview mirror. Survivor bias. The graveyards are invisible. The biggest risk on platforms like DHedge is survivorship bias. An anonymous actor can create 10 different wallets and start 10 pools today. In 5 pools, they bet with maximum leverage on rising prices. In 5 pools, they bet on falling prices. After a month, 5 pools are bust, liquidated. The manager simply closes them. They disappear from the radar. The other 5 pools have a return of 500%. These appear at the very top of the leaderboard. As an investor, you don't see the genius, but the lucky winner of a coin toss. Always check the history. Has this manager driven pools into the wall before? Phantom liquidity and slippage. A pool may look good on paper, mark to market. But if this pool holds illiquid shit coins, the reported value is often an illusion. If you want to sell your shares, the smart contract must sell the assets on the market. With low liquidity, this sale depresses the price massively. You thought you had $10,000 profit, but after slippage, you receive only a fraction of it. Volatility decay in leverage products. Many of the top pools, for example those from Toros, are automated leverage tokens. For example, ETH bull 2x. These products are mathematically designed to lose money in sideways movements, volatility decay. Anyone viewing these pools as a long-term investment, buy and hold, will be mathematically expropriated, even if the underlying asset is slightly up at the end of the year. Fifth, the tax nightmare scenario. A point that crypto investors like to ignore until the letter from the tax office arrives. Taxes. In a DHedge pool, the manager executes hundreds of transactions per year. In many jurisdictions, like the US, UK, Germany, each of these actions might be attributed to you as the investor. Since DHedge does not issue certified tax statements, you are faced with the task of documenting and valuing thousands of microtransactions. The administrative effort can quickly exceed the potential profit, regardless of which country you are liable for tax in. Sixth, conclusion. DHEDGE is a fascinating experiment. It shows how efficiently asset management can work purely technically, without a back office, without fax machines, without manual processing. But for the investor, it is currently one thing above all, a highly complex risk field. You navigate between legal pitfalls, tax hurdles, and a user interface designed to highlight short-term winners while keeping structural risks in the background. Those who invest here should be aware of the experimental nature. It is early-stage venture capital, not an alternative to a savings account. The technology is groundbreaking, but current implementations require due diligence from the user that challenges even professionals.